The National Do Not Call Registry came as a welcome relief to those being bombarded by unsolicited sales calls. Frequent interruptions from telemarketers can drive people to distraction if they've neglected to register with the program. Well, commentator Laura Lorson was dismayed to learn that some very determined sales representatives have come up with a new way to maximize their sales.
My sister Amy is having a situation with a set of telemarketers. This all started when she bought a set of limited edition DVDs that had something to do with the television show Highlander, the series, of which she is a big fan. Now, apparently, the company that sells these DVDs is some kind of clearinghouse for all things medieval. They sell the aforementioned Highlander stuff, plus all kinds of things pertinent and desirable to fans of the Lord of the Rings movies and Xena, Warrior Princess. They're basically one-stop shopping for all your Society for Creative Anachronism needs. So, to get back to the story, my sister keeps getting these calls where someone offshore is trying to sell her those pointy hats that damsels wore in days of yore, or heraldic pennants, or medieval armaments. She's gotten the whole family involved in this little drama, since when my sympathetic parents intercept these calls, they get sucked in and kind of confused. The other day, my dad called me up at work and asked if there was any chance that I needed a sword. No. He encouraged me to think it over because he somehow inadvertently bought one, and he thought the chances were somewhat greater that I might need one in Kansas than they were that he would need one in Louisville. I assured him that we had not had many recent problems with marauding Angles, Saxons, or Jutes, and that the border war with Missouri had really cooled down since, 1875. Besides, I live in a college town. There's already a store in Lawrence that sells swords. If I find myself in a situation where I need a halberd or a mace, I can put my hands on one pretty quickly. So I suggested that instead of trying to foist this unwanted saber on me, he might try taking it out in the front yard and waving it around, and he could see if the teenagers who sometimes park on his lawn rethink their plans. I would dearly love to tease my sister about this whole mess, but I really can't. The advent of complete season DVD collections of television shows is an amazingly wonderful thing. I myself bought the complete Homicide: Life on the Street series last July, and since then, on Saturdays, I get up in the morning intending to watch just one episode, and the next thing I know, it's 9 o'clock at night, and I'm still in my pajamas, and I don't quite know what happened. My husband, who is horribly critical of such things, made fun of me for this sort of time loss. But then one day I went off on a business trip, and when I came home, I found him saucer-eyed, surrounded by Chinese takeout cartons, glued to the third season when Pemberton is having a spiritual crisis because of the white glove killer, and it turned out that Kelly hadn't gotten off the couch in 4 days. So sure, I understand the siren song of the DVD collection. I just don't know that its appeal extends all the way to the purchase of accessory program-themed goods. My concern, frankly, is that some marketing company will get hold of my credit card records, and I'll get roped into buying some other crazy thing based on my purchase of the complete Dr. Quinn medicine woman for my sister's birthday. On the other hand, well, who doesn't have a use for a covered wagon or some leeches or maybe some calico yard goods?
Commentator Laura Lorson is the local host of All Things Considered at Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence, Kansas.